Preliminary estimates put the number of the dead from the floods at 54, 22 in Serbia and 32 in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Claire Nallis of the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, pointed out that the numbers could have been higher if warnings were not given on time. She said WMO is right now working with its members in the region to assess what damage has been caused by the floods to hydrological and meteorological equipment.
Certainly at one office in Bosnia-Herzegovina in Doboj, there was pretty dramatic photos of the meteorological equipment just completely submerged. The office was destroyed and they lost all their records. The Met services did actually give very good warnings in advance. We have a website called Meteo Alarm, and certainly in the days ahead of the flooding, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbia and Croatia all had red alerts, so the authorities were warned. Without these warnings, the death toll would probably have been much higher.
Serbia and Bosnia and Herzegovina experienced the worst floods in more than a century. Christoph Bulirak from the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said the floods have disrupted people's lives in these countries.
In Serbia, this is mostly the western and the central Serbia which is affected. 32 people, according to the government, have been evacuated from the affected areas. Social service infrastructure, such as health centers and schools, have been severely affected by the flood. 150 schools in most affected areas in Serbia remain closed. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, again, it's an estimation, one quarter of the country's population has been directly affected by the floods, up to 1 million people, according to the government.
One of the major health concerns right now is the significant number of dead animals in waters, said Tarik Yasarevic, spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
Dead animals in flooded areas represent a risk to public health, but risks are manageable if hygienic precautions are taken. People should not touch dead animals, and disposal of the animals should be done according to advice from the public health and veterinary authorities. The water that has dead animals inside is unsafe to drink, use for food preparation, or to swim in.
On the food and nutrition front, Elizabeth Beers from the World Food Programme said supplies are being dispatched to the region.
75 metric tons of emergency food rations are leaving on a commercial flight tonight from our humanitarian depot in Dubai. And this flight will land at 6 a.m. local time in Bosnia tomorrow morning.
UN agencies are sending more experts to work with officials in the region to help the people affected by the floods. Derek Mbata, United Nations.